Hello. How
Good morning.
are you doing?
Oh, trying to figure out a camera.
You
All these years later, still can't get it. Didn't get
know, it's okay. I think if, well, my technology is not catching up with me. Like,
again.
I don't feel like I've clicked any faster over the years, but apparently my click speed has surpassed my mouse's ability to stay up with me.
Mine just goes too fast. That's why I break things. So,
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Glad it's Friday.
Yeah. No doubt. So I know for sure that Leslie will not be here. So, Robert, if you don't have specific, when we get to the MVC stuff, if you don't have specifics, we have some things from Leslie. And I can't get my agenda to work. So, Renee, can you post the agenda so everybody can see it? Or share it, I guess is the right Zoom tech terminology. I think we're recording. That's for minute purposes. One of the things that we haven't been too good at, and it's not always easy to tell, is attendance. So we will go round robin. So that everybody can see. So, can we do introductions, please? I don't care who starts.
Ashley, I just sent the Dean of Instruction at Norco College.
Paul, Executive Director of External Relations and Strategic Communications for the district.
Thea Quigley, Associate Dean, CTE.
Alan, RCC faculty.
Robert Delgadillo, MVC faculty.
Mark Knight, information architect for the district.
Jessica Vieira, Public Affairs Officer, Riverside City College.
Chris Laverso, Senior Graphic Designer.
Cool, thank you. We're missing a few people, but we're going to go ahead and keep going. The minutes, I think, were included. If there are questions, comments, otherwise, can I get a motion?
Motion, Patrick.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Any questions, concerns? Are there any opposed? Any abstentions? Cool. We'll pass it as consensus. Thank you. Listservs, and then Chris will, I'll hand it off to you for the rest of the updates. Generally, the listservs, I think, are going well. If it's not, please tell me what you're hearing or what you're not hearing, because I think we have any hiccups that we've been having, I think, have reached resolution. I think there are a couple that we're still working on. For example, Monica at Norco wants to be able to, President Green wants to be able to send some things and receive, and right now she's not able to receive them. So we're in the process of trying to fix some of that back end. But I think the communications out to faculty, both full-time and part-time, have been working. I think the management lists have been working. So I don't know if anybody has any questions, comments. If they're hearing, if you're not hearing anything, I'm going to take that as a good thing because people don't complain positively usually. So, okay, I'm going to take that as a win.
I have one, sorry.
Oh, good. No, please go ahead, Ashley.
The faculty listservs, we had to get permission to be able to send things out as far as the deans of instruction, but we're not be able to see anything that's sent. Is that going to be how it is, or is
Yes.
that what we're working on?
It's no, that's the way it is because you are not faculty. So
Right.
that is their communication list. And if they want outbound, it needs to go outbound through a different channel, whether it's the management channel or anything. The reason that happens is because they're dynamic lists and they're based on how you're coded in the system. If there was a way for us to multi-code, for example, the deans get coded somehow in a different place in Colleague or in some other future system, then we can do that. But right now, there's not enough widgets and holes to fill in for multiple codings. And there's no way to keep dynamic lists unless it's done through that channel. Now, if I can find a Band-Aid, and that's one of the things, like if some of the stuff that Monica is looking for, I can do, then I might be able to do a different Band-Aid. And so I'm kind of taking some of those as baby steps. I don't want to tell you no, but functionally it's no. I just don't know if I can find a workaround, which I am working on.
No, I'm just glad we can send things out because that's like how we, our communication. So, and it
For
has been
sure.
nice that everybody's on the list. So I've noticed that it seems to be hitting everybody, but I saw
Yeah,
the
that was not happening before, so I'm glad that part's being noticed. So good. Thanks, Ashley. Go
So
ahead, Thea.
just for clarification, so let's say Lynn wants to send out an email to all full-time faculty and her deans. She
She
and
would have to
question
copy you.
deans. So she'd CC, and then if a faculty wanted to respond to her, they would just press respond and then put her email in.
No, they would just respond.
They
Oh,
would.
yeah. If they responded to all, then it would include the CCs that they had. But if they responded to all, it would go out to the whole faculty list
All the
because that's
faculty. But
right.
because she's
Whereas
CCing.
if, right.
Okay, sorry, that was a dumb question. I just want How
No,
does
no, no.
email work? Okay, I just want to
Yeah.
make sure I'm understanding. Thank you.
Yeah, no, they can respond to just her or reply all. And but
Okay.
if they do reply all, it's going to capture the deans in that scenario and the listserv because they're allowed to send to the listserv. Because
Gotcha. But
that listserv for them is unmoderated.
okay, because I but I couldn't then respond, reply all, and my email wouldn't catch the
No, you can send messages to that list. You just don't receive them.
I just wouldn't receive them. Okay.
Correct. You're shaking your head. You can't send to that list?
No, I was agreeing with you. I can. I just had to
Oh,
get
okay.
permission to. You just have to ask to be added so that you can send it.
I think all the deans should be able to send now
Okay.
to their faculty lists. So you should
Okay.
already be able to do that because I think it came up. Well, Lynn was the first one who brought it up. Because she could, she was like, I have to be able to communicate with them. I'm like, noted, not a problem. But it's outbound only. Unless somebody responds to her and then it shows up in her inbox. But when she responds, she won't see the response out. Does that make sense?
I think so. I think
Once
so.
it's sent, we also confirm with all of you that it has been sent. So once it's approved, you'll get an email from either me, Lindsay, or Leslie that says, "Hey, this you sent this. It has been sent to the listserv." So then, if you have questions or you need to send a follow-up, you have that trail. I probably added to the confusion, so I apologize.
No, it's totally me. It's definitely Friday
Honestly,
morning.
I think everyone kind of got confused on it, and like you said, it's Friday. But so to like add to what Rebecca's saying, like so let's say that like you want to send to the faculty listserv, and you send to the faculty listserv. You it's kind of like how RCC all we have to approve it. We then approve it and send you an email saying, "Hey, this was approved." And then let's say someone wants to respond to that. You are correct that they would have to add their email in to respond to you. If they wanted to respond to you and the faculty list. Now, if you just want to respond to, let's say that I want to, I'm on the faculty list and I want to respond only to you, then I'll just remove the listserv and just respond to you just like you would a normal email. And then you wouldn't need any approvals or anything.
And are you monitoring it so if there is something that like faculty are confused, say they have my brain in the morning, and they think they reply to say Lynn, but really they just replied to to the faculty listserv, then is there someone monitoring it just to make sure, hey, it does go to that administrator that the question is directed to, say? Not that we're trying to spy on anyone, but just like, right, if there's any confusion about how this works, is there someone monitoring to try to get it to the right spot?
I believe there is someone that is monitoring it so that we can provide advice because obviously we're going to hit hiccups. But ultimately, we're hoping that eventually it would be that you guys figured out. But the only people that are on these listservs, because it is a dynamic list, is faculty or part-time faculty. If it's a part-time faculty, one Zachy, please wait. And so, sorry, I have a toddler trying to wrestle me right now. But so ultimately, we are trying to look for those the quirks in it. But it would only be Leslie that's monitoring that because she's the one that can see those emails. Any other questions, concerns on this? Okay, Chris, you got the balance of that section of the agenda. Go ahead.
Right. You should be able to see the agenda and the video standards and guidelines on your screens. These have been developed. So Brian, our district videographer, did the first pass, and then we discussed it with all of the videographers throughout the district, or I should say all the multimedia production specialists, and they've all gone through it. So this is really in case we missed anything, but we want to make sure that you are all aware of it because it has to go through the this process with our committee. So this is the standards and guidelines that have been developed or agreed upon for standardizing video content. And it starts with the accessibility standards, basically that we're trying to comply with ADA Section 508. And in that yet, that is recognized, and we're ahead of the curve as far as a lot of institutions that are trying to do this. So we've outlined kind of the bare minimum of what is expected. And we have the first material standardization, basically saying that we're going to capture at 4K 60 feet per second in the minimum standard for that. Our frame rate.
Chris, there's something going on with your audio. We're losing bits of it. So,
AirPods, hang on.
thank you.
Okay, can everybody hear me? All right. So we have the standardization of the source material. That'll make sense to the videographers, probably not to a lot of other people. But basically, it says we're going to capture in 4K and we're going to deliver as MP4s. So this is just more about mastering in HD and how we're doing the audio mixing and the export settings, the deliverables. And then encoding for platforms. Each platform that we use, social media, TikTok, Facebook, some have a horizontal orientation, some have a vertical, and some have a square. So we've tried to outline that. And then quality assurance. This is probably the most important part to all of us, and that is, that we want pre-production, especially when we're talking about video, to be thorough and always observed, right? We need to hold a production meeting to define the goals, messaging, and scope with whoever's requesting the videos. We need to have a script drafted, at least the qu questions that we're asking, if it's an informal style, and then refined before we start interviewing or working with people. There has to be a creative discussion included in that production meeting where we talk about different examples and shot lists. Location scouting has to be done appropriately, scheduling and documentation. If we do this correctly and we hold these meetings and talk about these things beforehand, Then, as we start into the production and post-production stages, we're going to be a lot more effective and efficient, and hopefully, we'll come up with a better end product. The challenge with video is that often when you get to the end product, you've already cut and spliced and massaged or finessed the video and the audio, and it's very difficult to go back in and change something if there's problems. It takes a lot of time, which is very different from like an ad or a static ad that we're doing, where we'd have editorial rights on it. So that pre-production is essential, and so we've tried to make that clear here. And then they've gone through and identified post-production, rough cut, and fine cut, and then a final cut, and what is expected in the final cut. And then finally, on step seven, we have a quick reference checklist for the videographers. Now, Chris Rangel, Ruth Leal, and Tony are all here in this meeting and have been largely responsible for the technical aspects of this and getting it crafted and refined. So, questions, anybody have questions or anything like that? They're available to help us understand if there's anything that you feel like should be added. We need to know that as well. And then we'll publish these once we get this group to approve these guidelines. So I'll open it for discussion.
Is this specific to only video, or does this include photo?
This is for video. We are also doing a photo guidelines as well, but it'll be a different group.
Okay.
There any concerns? Because if not, I'd like general consensus from the group to move this forward.
I think it looks great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brady.
Anything else? Is there any concern moving this forward, or can I take it as consensus? Cool. Press, keep going.
All right. So, logo creation process, we're still working on a document to identify all of the steps and processes for logo creation. That's one of our next guidelines that we're producing. We're also doing, like I mentioned, the photography guidelines that aren't listed here. And then we wanted to open up any suggestions or questions you might have about campus maps. We discussed that in our last meeting, and identified Deb Ferguson as kind of the holder of maps and the person that is working with the maps for all three of the colleges. But wanted to find out if there's any questions or concerns there, anything that hasn't been done or feel things need to be changed.
We're getting a new building at Norco, so ours is going to be updated within the next year or two, so I'm chilling for now.
Okay.
Is wayfinding good enough via the campus maps? I don't know. I'm not on the campuses. So I generally only go to a couple of spots. So
What do you mean by wayfinding?
if I'm a student
Yeah.
and I'm looking for a building, I know the physical wayfinding has room for improvement. But if I go to the map, is it helpful?
The flat map is helpful,
Okay.
but our signage needs to be updated for sure.
Okay.
We
Do
still
all go ahead.
have the old schools still up. You
Oh,
know,
on your
like,
wayfinding?
no, just like signage on campus
Yeah.
is not current enough.
So that makes it hard from the map perspective. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Understood. I think all three colleges have 3D maps.
Yes.
Are those consistent with the flat maps?
And see is.
Okay, I saw Thea's face not get excited about that one.
I was just
Okay,
thinking.
so Norco's happy. Hold on just a sec, Thea. So Norco's happy at this point until you have a new building.
I think so.
Okay. Okay, Thea, go ahead.
I just find our map on our website, like our interactive map, I guess our 3D map, confusing, but it also could just be me.
No, we get that feedback from students as well. So it's not just
What do you
you.
find confusing?
Like if I try to type something in, like, and I just like I when I go to the map, I kind of like I j like it just it's not intuitive to me. Sometimes I've typed things in and they don't come up because then maybe I'm using the wrong words. Like sometimes, like it's just not.
What like can you give me an example?
No. I will have to go back and remember because this was like last year that I looked at this and I was like, oh, but I don't know, like it just doesn't feel intuitive to me,
But if
but
I
also.
looked up Bradshaw or Sports Hall of Fame,
Yeah.
or in theory, the same buildings are going to pop up.
Yeah.
Well,
Okay.
if you look up Bradshaw, it doesn't come. And I just put it in the search engine, and nothing comes up. So that's interesting. I didn't know it didn't do that. All right, let's see, Hall of
It's on
Fame.
the building.
Yeah, but if you put it, the search engine, if I'm on the map right now,
Yeah.
and so.
But that seems like something we should fix. Like there's a name on the building. We should be able to search by the name on the building.
Yeah, it's what I whatever search. Oh, that's interesting. I put Hall of Fame and it came up with
With
friend. Oh
Bradshaw?
no, there, no, it did, no, it came up. Oh, I see how it did it. Okay, yeah, I know Hall of Fame came up. Oh, Bradshaw Building came up. Oh, okay, I see how it does it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
like
so I think it's one of those things where you're it popped up now. Oh, there was a lag. Huh, that's interesting. No, it popped up, and then as soon as you hover over it, so I typed in Bradshaw in the search, and then underneath it says most. Actually, can I share my screen?
Sure.
Let's see. Sure. Share my screen. So let me just get rid of this right here, right? So. Filter by item or description. So Bradshaw. Don't know if it's gonna. No, it's not gonna work.
Hit enter.
I did multiple
Oh.
times.
So also, Tony, go like admissions.
You know what?
There.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, I see. So I typed in Bradshaw, hit enter, and then look what happened. Underneath it said most visited RCC one. So now you have to click on that. It goes, oh, there's the
That's
Bradshaw
dumb.
building. And then, so it doesn't work the way that we're accustomed to, like Google or whatever search engine you want to use. So
Okay.
it's a different way. And I don't know if that can be changed. I'm sure I don't want to say it. I don't want to say one way or the other. I don't know if it can be changed. That's,
Anything can be changed. Just a question of how much money. Thea,
yeah.
go ahead. Can you
Tony,
unchair Tony? Tony, can you do admissions and records? Because when I type in admissions and records, which is a Oh, Anner.
common, like I often tell students, go to admissions and records.
Yeah, so if
It
I
can
type in
be.
admission, right, it comes up with most visited Charles A. Kane Student Services and admission. Do you see that?
Type in admission. Oh, okay. Because I typed in, there you go, admission and records. I just did a typo and so nothing came up. But then I typed
Oh,
admissions and records.
yeah, so that's an interesting point too. So if
So
there's a
you
type.
have to be able to spell, which clearly disqualifies me. But also, I think most students look on their phones and like when you
Right.
try to type, like this is what comes up on your phone.
That's not 508 compliant. Chris, like how is that 508 compliant? I don't
I don't
think.
know that it is, but we can certainly we can I can certainly email Leo and ask him, is there a way for the search engine, if there's a typo, that it will
It should.
like Google or anything else,
So I guess like One, I'm concerned about the compliance on the rotation on the phone. That should not be happening. Ashley, Brady, or Robert, when you look at your college sites, it's not the same, right? Or is it? Like when you go to search your interactive maps.
I don't know. I'm logging in to see.
Okay.
I'm a
Like,
little
see,
concerned.
no, like look up ANR or pick a off the wall location.
Oh, where's that?
Like on your new map, there's probably no location for the new building, but maybe the VRC, right? At and maybe ECE at MVC, because they're newish spaces.
If
Although
I
the one
start
in
typing admission, student services pops up. So that's
it
probably it.
organically pops up.
Yeah.
Okay, that is different than what RCC is experiencing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else I could type in here.
But you're seeing, like, if you typed in music, would it pull up the music building?
Let's see, music, recording studio, opening piano
See,
lab is what comes up. That's cool.
it organically corrects. So
And
that's
Alex,
good.
does the phone version work? Because I think, again, if students are lost on campus, they're pulling up their phone.
Yeah. No,
Yeah.
RCC's, I think, is the more complicated version, but it should, you should be able to flip that and it should become compliant, and it's not just by the size of which it's taking up on your phone. That's what's concerning.
Where's the I'm sorry, where's the search engine on your for your map? I went to
For ours, you can, this is another problem. You have to go to about and then college map directions.
So yours needs to be
I
more prominent on
I
your
did that.
page.
I
Oh,
did
and if you put
that.
campus map in, it doesn't come up in the search. So that's probably a problem too.
Oh, so you do the search up in the right-hand corner, is that it?
And no, I went to about up at the top right, and
Yeah.
then it says college map and directions.
Yep, I'm at that page. So
And
then
then
how do
scroll
you?
to the very bottom, and
Oh,
the
so
last one says visit 3D college map. Yeah.
okay, I see. Okay. Oh, I see. That was a little okay. It has the same issue. I typed in I made a typo. I said admissions instead of admissions.
So, and then I think another thing is if you
Oh,
do,
I see. That's interesting.
but when you start typing, it pops up. If you don't hit enter, student services is the first thing that's still there, even when I spell it like terribly wrong.
So like, but then one of the challenges, okay, so I'm a student, I'm told to go to Kane, right? So I go to Kane, I type in Kane, I see it here, which is great. I then click here, and then it sends me to this. And I'm like, wait, I just wanted to go there. What do I do now? There's no.
Right.
Just go, and then I can go maybe directions, which sends me to Google Maps, which why wouldn't I have just put that into Google Maps?
Fair.
That's yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Ours
And
comes up with a
then
nice map, but we have a lot smaller campus, so it's easy to find.
so how do we get this updated? Because the piano lab doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, good point.
So, on the individual campuses, you all have a human who does that. For Norco, it's Lenny.
Okay.
So you would communicate with Lenny on whatever changes. And I don't know what the process is. There's probably a form
Oh, there's
that
definitely a form.
for sure.
Okay,
But Lenny is the person who would
cool.
physically be doing, as far as I'm aware.
Got it.
So he probably just needs to be made aware of what it is.
Interesting.
But structurally, it sounds like the map at Norco is good. It's just a question of how accessible is it? And then, Robert, I'll come to you in just a second. Lindsay, go ahead.
So just being new to our campus, I definitely noticed that we do need to update the printed maps. But one suggestion would maybe to include a link or QR code to link directly to the virtual map because people aren't using, they're going to need it right in
Agreed.
front of them and they're using their phone. So
That's a great
agreed.
idea.
Yes. Good suggestion. Thank you. Okay, Robert, what are your thoughts on the MVC map?
It's not the greatest. I'm looking at it on my phone right now, and I'm trying to view this like through the lens of a student, and because I'm often finding myself having to walk students over to buildings, and especially the first like 4 or 5 weeks. I would say on an almost weekly basis, I get somebody randomly just stopping me. It is a little confusing on ours. Like I'm seeing slideshows of pictures. Like for example, I typed in humanities and So it's showing me where it's located on the map, but then I'm getting like these slideshows, which I don't know how helpful necessarily that would be if I'm a student and I am lost. So I mean, maybe just some revisions here and there to make it a little bit smoother. So like, I'm
Could
not
you have a
really.
conversation with Noelle? I don't know who what string she's in. She would be in la la Jake's Kavari string.
Right.
Because it sounds like there's some good stuff, but there's some distraction. And
Exactly.
she's
Yeah.
got a pretty good handle on the page and everything else. So she would be the best person. And then if she needs content help, obviously we can have help. But yeah, the videos, I would see why that would be confusing unless they're programmatically specific. But even then, on the map, you're trying to figure out a place to go.
Right. And our campus is so small. I mean, it's not hard to eventually find things, but still, if you're lost and in a hurry and stressed already, I can see where
Sure.
that's, yeah.
Well, and there's some nuanced stuff, right? Like there's the Jaeger Institute back behind the campus, and it's not easy if you don't know how to get around the building to get to the
Exactly.
backside. And frankly, EC's like if you're on one side and you're trying to go to the other, it's not easy. And that's the same with the VRC over at Norco, right? If you don't know that it's on the other side of a entryway, like it's or you're trying to go back to the CAC and you don't actually know you have to go downstairs and you know. Anyway, okay, so Norco's going to talk with Lenny and put a list together. Robert, you'll touch base with Noelle
Noel,
because she may have a
sure.
re there may be a valid reason why those are there. I can't imagine, but okay. And then Chris, we need to follow up on the 508 compliance for Riverside,
Can
and
I?
then we can touch base with all of it. Tony, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh,
So
okay.
I'm looking at Norco and Moreno Valley's map, which I guess are using the same utility program. But yeah, so it's buried on your page because this says virtual tour and campus map. As soon as someone says virtual tour, it's like, well, that's not what I'm looking for. Because, and I can only imagine what students are looking for. If it just says campus, I would swap. I'm looking at Moreno Valley, but I would say swap the verbiage on that so it says campus maps and virtual tour instead, because then people will most likely click on it, but it's still buried at the middle of the page for Moreno Valley. And for Norco, that's buried all the way at the very bottom, and all that is a text link. So that has no, I'm not saying RCC is any, RCC, how do we, I don't even know how we get to ours.
Okay,
Highways,
we're gonna find more prominence, but we're gonna move on
yeah. Oh, there
from
it is. Yeah.
campus maps. Anything else for campus maps? We're gonna come back to it because they clearly have some work to be done. So we'll make sure that makes it back to the next agenda just to get updates and make sure we have more compliance. Chris, do you have anything else on maps?
No.
And was I asleep? Did we skip over logos?
I just said that we're working on that next.
Okay.
we don't have a document or anything to review yet.
Okay, I just want to note that Norco has already gone through a process, so whatever we do will not like conflict with that, right? It's meant to be, you all have waited longer than I've been here, so we'll get to it. But Chris, do you have anything else? Okay. Let's go around and if there are any updates from the colleges. And we should go in alphabetical order because those are the rules that everybody says we have to follow. So, Robert, do you have anything from MVC?
No, I don't at this time, other than I have been observing, I'm seeing more people just being more proactive with their social media and really making more of an effort to get communication out in terms of, events on campus and just awareness, of different disciplines, which it's nice to finally see that happening because I feel like we've been a bit behind with that. But it's nice to actually see that being implemented and utilized now. And so I'm excited about it. But
Yeah.
aside from that, yeah, not a whole lot to report at this time.
Okay, I'll give you a couple of updates from Leslie. I will tell you, your new president is very active. And that is it's gonna matter. There are gonna be some benefits to that. There are gonna be some hardships to that because like there's content that then has to be filled on a regular basis. So there's a decent amount of campaign work that's happening. There's some billboards. alumni spotlights. That's one of the areas that all three colleges are going to be spending some time on. So as you all hear stories, please share them because they make what ends up turning into the newsletters better. And then down the road, hopefully, grateful alumnus so that turn into donors. So we'll see how things go. There's going to be more continued push, and I know Marina Valley is actively doing it on the K-12 side. Dr. Isak's primary focus areas, general catchment with K-12s. He wants to see bigger focus there. Dual enrollment, he wants to double. So I've said it out loud. It's one of the things Chris needs to focus on from a campaign, but that all comes down to who can do it, and that is at the college level. And then adult ed and non-credit. So, and again, what programs and things are in that space. I hope you all know that there's a centralized photo repository. So if you need pictures, if your campus needs pictures, just talk to your public affairs officers or the Tonys of the world because they have access to them. So if you need something or you see something that we should replace, we're always open to, we have a new photographer. He's part-time, but we have a new photographer. So there are a lot of images that we're going to be wanting to update because it's pretty stale. So if there are things that you think would be beneficial for your program or for the overall college and district, please let us know and we can add that to the list of growing elements of photography that we need to get updated. Leslie's list is just making me trigger a bunch of things. So that's why I'm just talking as I'm going down her list because she talked about photography.
On the photography, just if you go onto the photo shelter, which all of you can access right through our applications that we have that are standard list of applications. If you go on there, you'll notice a lot of new photography. So they've already been adding, and our photographers at each of the colleges have also been adding. I know Tony's done a lot of work on the photography, and we have new current stuff being added almost on a daily basis. So if you've been there once 6 months ago, it's not the same as it
Yeah,
was.
you need to go back.
I just had a photo shoot with Frank, and I just want to say he was awesome.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks, Brady.
Yeah.
MVC, again, new president is working on a welcome packet for high school students. I don't know if the other two are. It's a good idea. Isak talked about a college day where the students are coming back onto the campus. I don't know if those are happening, but encouraging those, and then also the outreach piece going outbound. So that was my updates along with random comments from that I took from Leslie's list. So we'll skip Marina Valley now and go to Norco. So Ashley, Brady, Bruce, whoever.
I'm giving it to Lindsay because she's smashing it.
Thanks.
Hi. I'll put my camera on. Well, I mean, I'm new to the campus, so there's a lot of learning curves and just kind of observing and seeing what is happening and the types of communication and everything that's coming in and going out. My big thing that I'm trying to get going is getting the photos updated. So I've been working with Frank and Ruth and getting classroom photos done and doing outdoor marketing shots throughout the campus and really just trying to get those updated so we can refresh the marketing materials that are going to be going out. We have several larger social media ads that are scheduled out for dual enrollment, career education, and general enrollment that will be hopefully start to roll out in November. So there's a lot of exciting stuff happening. I'm just trying to stay on top of it all. And we've got exciting stories coming in from like the College Corps working with our Bounds and Leaps program. I'm working with a study abroad student trying to promote that with his experience in Tokyo. So there's a lot of really good stories that I'm trying to put together on top of all of the social media stuff, and it's good. So far, so good.
Yeah, can I add anything? I do social media as well. And so, I'm doing videos, photography, graphics and everything. And we actually have a lot of engagement with our students. They really love it. And so yeah, I just want to make sure that to let everybody know.
Any other questions, comments from Norco?
Just that Ruth has always been amazing.
Thank you.
Always positive.
I'll second that.
See, it's a good Friday morning.
I third the motion.
Anything, Norco, sorry, RCC. I don't know who gets to go first.
I'll just go first. I don't have anything to mention. Nothing new to mention.
I take that back, Patrick. Yes, you do. Jan Steiner visited. That was awesome.
Oh, well, that sounds self-serving, so I won't say
Nope. Nope, that's not self-serving. That's
that.
definitely
You're
a big
right.
deal for us because of what she did for us. Yeah, no. Jan Steiner came in and spoke to our students very passionately about printing and print packaging, how and the importance of that. And I was there to take some photos. Thankfully, Muriel and Patrick reached out to me so I could do that. So, and they have those photos already, and I think I sent those to the designers as well. If not, then I'll make sure to send them a link to it. But yeah, that was a great event, Patrick. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks, Tony.
Often
Absolutely
does
right.
Jan stop by?
At least once or twice a semester, and then we've just kind of incorporated her into a class, and she's great. Very inspiring for the students.
Yeah, good. I didn't, she was at a the foundation board meeting the other day, and study abroad was being talked about, and apparently she got accepted but did not have the resources to go when she was a college student. So fun facts.
Yeah, she always starts her presentation that way, that she is a junior college student.
Very much so. Anything else, Riverside, Thea, Tony? Jessica,
Yeah,
Chris.
Tony's been a photo taking machine. Like, a
Good.
lot of requests sent Tony's way recently for events, so thank you.
Yeah, we've been well, to that end, Thea and Sherry had reached out to me to start to replace some of the older photos for like culinary, automotive, and so on and so forth. So we're trying to go down the line and get some updated and fresh photos and some video B-roll for the website and or anything else we need too. So yeah, I've been working on all that kind of stuff with Thea and Sherry.
Good.
So, from a district perspective, real quick, I just want to add that all the colleges, as your programs in your different areas have their own social media as they're putting posts, please encourage them to do collaborative posts with not only their own college but also with the district, so that we can have that representation at the district level. I know some colleges are stronger at doing that collaborative post than others, but I'd really like to see every college, when they feel like they've posted something important, to make it a collaborative post, so we can have that representation of all our colleges. But from an RCC perspective, I believe Tony is working currently on redoing our main video that's on our homepage.
I am.
And then we are working on creating a marketing calendar that is specific to the marketing team, under Dr. Wood's direction, to ensure that we are marketing externally for big pushes like admissions, when we are trying to improve enrollment. And then we are also finally coming to the tail end of hanging all these damn banners, the You Matter banners. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm collaborating with athletics to make sure that every team has representation in San. Sammy's working on grabbing those photos. I've been working with Sammy to create a newsletter, that template on MailChimp, so that she has it for the Tiger backers, but also so that potentially we can include it as a section in the SBN. Counseling has inquired for to be a section in the SBN, so we're trying to work out all those details. And then just awesome feature stories that I'm hearing about, like yesterday. We went to our USD and donated a bunch of backpacks from the Black Faculty and Staff Association, because we saw it's like that Robots movie, see a need, fill a need. So that's what we were doing there. And then housing, this is back to kind of district, even though RCC oversees this. Housing, we plan on a question should be added to CCC apply come October 1st. That says if you're interested in housing, so that once Element 451 launches, we'll be able to pull everyone that's interested in housing and then send them over our review with all the VPs from every college. And this is something that's been worked through through Kyla and her counterparts and Dr. Bishop. And then we just had the flyer created. Thank you, Mark and his team, and Chris, so that we can start marketing it internally to current students. So yeah, that's pretty much what's been going on.
Oh, thank you.
I thought of one more thing, Rebecca. Daniel Gregory, Chris Loverso, and I did a flex training this year on how to you know, help promote programs, how to work with printing services, how to work with creative services. And I thought it was a really good training. We didn't have enough participation, so I'd like to do it again and even suggest it to the other campuses too, because I think it's a good way to get the faculty involved in how to use the resources on campus.
Agreed. Yeah. Patrick, no, if there's a bigger audience, that would be great.
When that flies, can you send me the information so we can put it in the SBN so we can promote it larger? Because that's a great idea. I can't count the number of times in a day I get that question.
Yeah. So we should try it again in spring, because fall, we didn't have enough.
I think there's another, and I don't know where to wrap this, but there is zero way that we are not outsourcing things that printing could be doing. There's zero way in my mind that from a outbound perspective, we've got contracts out there and I don't see those. So, and that's something that the generally the VPs of business services should have a different control over. So maybe that's something that Christy could help with, at least at RCC, because in theory she sees the printing requests, but some of them are low that they would just go, or yeah, I think there's a different way. So if we can get a different audience or a bigger audience, more importantly, I think it's a good idea. Anything else?
Well, one thing that Jessica mentioned that maybe some people aren't aware of and stuff is the implementation of Element 451. But I do see other people on here that are also very familiar with that. So, but Element 451 is a new CRM system that's going to be used district-wide at all of the colleges. And we're working right now on getting the counselors assigned to groups of students and having all of that set up in Element 451. But the most exciting part for us, as far as a marketing group, is marketing communications, is we're also going to be able to use Element 451, it appears, to send out our newsletters and marketing communications. And it will keep track of that so you can go in and see what marketing or what messaging has been sent to each student and see it on an individual basis. So that's pretty cool.
It'd really be great if they could fix the application first, but yeah. You know, it's fine. Like, it would be really great if 4+ years after the pandemic, they could fix that application. But we're going to add another question to it. So that's great. Anything else? I have more snide comments I can make if you want to hang out, but, otherwise I'll let you have, the rest of your Friday back in 10 extra minutes. So anything for the good of the group? Thea, yeah.
Do you all know timeline for Element?
Do I want one?
You know, does anyone know the timeline for Element?
Oh, no. I don't, Chris, do you know?
It's a shifting, moving timeline as far as what I've seen.
So no.
Rumor has it that it might be ready by November, and some people feel confident in that. And some people, like Chris said, is a moving timeline. So we shall see.
So I'll say spring if someone asks.
Which year?
Fair.
There's elements of it that will be implemented very soon. I think within the month, but
I think it's like a freeway opening.
Yeah.
It's not all going to happen at once.
Yeah.
And it'll be gradual. And then eventually you'll be like, oh, the construction's gone. And it'll just be operational. That's the way I see most of our rollouts that happen this way. So any other questions, comments?
Stay amazing.
I like it. That's a way to end. I like it. Stay amazing, people. We'll talk to you soon.